episode 1196, It's All Your Fault.
Moms, it's time to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew who you are in mind, body, and spirit. Welcome to Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, the show to help you do just that. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by.
Happy, happy day. It is Friday. It is Confession of an Upset Mama. And you know what? The title says it all. It's all your fault. It's a tough one. We're diving in. For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already haven't had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and to sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. Why is it shouted over and over and over again? It's all your fault. A phrase used throughout childhood and beyond. I feel like Buzz Lightyear, you know, to infinity and beyond. It's all your fault. Blame is the easiest way to disown one's actions. It can be a way to escape the request from parents to do something. We know that. Or even playing a game that's supposed to be fun. It's all your fault. Blame is also a way to not accept responsibility for whatever reason. Why is it that fault is something we are afraid to own? This is something that I was sitting around and talking to my kiddos, and my hubby was in the room, my daughter was, and I was just like, I need a topic to talk about. And all of a sudden, they were playing this game, and it was like, it's all your fault. No, it's your fault. No, it's your fault. You're the one who started this. And I thought, really? This is a game. It's supposed to be fun. It's a game. And we don't need to be focusing here on who's trapped where and who led someone into the deep, dark cave and trapped everybody, et cetera, et cetera. It's a game, yet they're yelling, it's all your fault. Why is it that fault is something we are afraid to own? We fall short all the time. Therefore, we are sinners by nature, right? We fall short. So if that is the truth, then why are we so concerned with being wrong? Being at fault. It seems very contradictory. Yet we mumble it throughout our childhood, sometimes shouting it to distract away from the truth. In all honesty, it's all your fault makes no sense. I told you it was going to be a deep one, didn't I? This parenting thing is tough. Life is tough. And when you begin to break it down, you sometimes wonder, why am I saying what I'm saying? Why did I say it when I was a kid? Now I'm saying it what? As an adult. It's all your fault. It makes no sense. The only time it does make sense is when it's the truth. But there seems to be a disconnect. Why are we quick to place blame on others for what we've done? As I listen to my children yell across the room, it's not my fault, in order to confuse this mama, oh yeah, about what's really happening, my frustration and blood pressure builds. Oh, it skyrockets. It's like, and it goes up higher and higher and higher. My main concern ultimately is safety and what? The truth. Safety and the truth. What would happen if we sought out truth instead of seeking blame? Stick on that for a moment. Really listen to that question. What would happen if we sought out truth instead of seeking blame? Think back to a situation with your children you've had recently. Maybe a particular child. And if you don't have children living at home with you anymore, it could be even just a telephone call. But I want you to think about it. A text. Okay, it's a situation. It doesn't have to be necessarily in your home. What would have happened and how would things have changed if you were seeking out the truth and not seeking the blame? Why are we always pointing the fingers? We're already at fault. Each of us, all the time. How would that change the conversation if we sought out the truth? How would that mend a relationship? When it comes down to discarding blame and calming the environment, just talk. That is your Kiss the Keep It Simple strategy. Just talk. T-A-L-K. This is one of my favorite ones because if you stop long enough to really learn this process, it's going to calm some things down in your household. Between you and your children, you and maybe your best friend, you and your spouse even, just talk. What does that look like even? I mean, because it kind of sounds weird, right? T-A-L-K. It's think, acknowledge, listen, know. So number one, think. You have to have true, helpful, important, necessary, kind, considered expression. No, capital N, capital O, lashing out to grab control. That's what we want. When we hear, it's all your fault, what happens? We're sitting here just trying to control the situation. And we go in there saying, stop yelling. That's not your problem. It's her problem. Wait, now maybe it's your problem. Now there's just destructive words being exchanged. People cutting each other down. It's all your fault. Think. True. Helpful. Important, necessary, kind, considered expression. It's not about gaining control. It's about what? We're looking for ultimately the truth. That's what you're seeking out, not the blame. When you begin to approach the situation as to the truth, what happens, then guess what? You're ignoring the whole situation of it's all your fault. And you eventually begin to mute that. Wouldn't that be a nice button to have? It's all your fault. Man, having five kids, holy Toledo. There are times that I was like, all right, they loved each other. But man, when they would fight, it was like cats and dogs. And I thought, there's no way I'm going to pull them apart. We're going to have a bloodbath right here. Now, disagreement is important, and it does have some form of a function in growing up. I do believe that. You have to understand, you have to work through arguments and disagreements. There is some growth in there. Some people would say I'm crazy, but I'm here to tell you that there are some promising outcomes to disagreements, to arguments. There's growth. But when we just want control, we're trying to mute everybody. So we are the bigger person. That doesn't always help the situation. And ultimately, what happens? The truth is lost because we're too focused on what? The yelling, the argument itself, not actually what happened. So think. No lashing out to grab control. Watch your tone too. You want considered expression. Number two, acknowledge. Pay attention to emotional and physical cues. You know, you watch your children. And if you're not watching your children, I'm telling you to watch your children. Be attentive to the child's thoughts and expressions. Are they fidgety all of a sudden? Maybe they're very, you know, they have a calm personality. And all of a sudden they're like, oh, I don't know. I feel uneasy in all of this. Well, that might be a good cue as to what's going on. Who's really upset here? Maybe where the truth might be hiding. Acknowledge, pay attention. It's very important. And also remember, when you are paying attention, when you acknowledge that and you see it in your child, that means your child knows what? They can't hide anything from you. I was talking to my oldest daughter. She's just about to graduate college. I'm so excited. We're almost to the finish line. Not exactly, but that's for another episode. I will clue you in as to what the next step for her is later on, I'm sure, in upcoming episodes. But she called me and said, Mom, this is it. She says, I'm almost finished. And I said, yeah, you are. And we were continuing the conversation. Somehow it wrapped around the point of, well, Mom, you know, I can't hide anything from you. And so I just tell you. Somehow, some way in our raising up of our children and training our children, we made it very clear to them that we would rather know what's going on and know the truth than to have our children lie to us. No matter what that truth is, good or bad, no matter what the consequences that we have to face, good or bad, we want to know the truth. Now, has it always been easy? Oh, no, it has not always been easy. And there are times that I'm on my knees. I feel like 24/7, 365. And I'm like, Lord, you did not give me the strength to be this mother of this child. And I just, you know, I have to pray it out. And I have to ask for guidance and direction. And sometimes for my mouth to be held shut. But ultimately, it was the truth. And that's where we're getting lost. The truth is getting lost because we're too focused on the blame. It's all your fault. Think, acknowledge. Number three, listen. You need to listen. What your child is saying matters, even if you don't agree with them. I know that's hard for us parents to gulp. We have to listen to our children. We may not understand exactly where they're coming from, and we may completely disagree with their point of view, but they need to be heard. What your child says matters. Stop responding to the blame and listen for the truth. Be present. Most of the time we're in there on what? Rescue mode. 911's happening. There's screams and all of that. You're going in. If there's not a blood or a flood, you know what? Calm down, breathe. Everything's going to be all right. Yelling at the top of your lungs for everybody to be quiet so you can gain control isn't always going to help the situation. In fact, it just escalates it. So listen. Listen. And it's for the truth that you're listening. Be present. Finally, number four, know the heart. Know the heart. We have this tendency to react to things. Our bodies go into fight or flight mode, and our minds tend to follow also. And that is a great thing to have us when we're about ready to fall off the cliff or being chased by this massive bear. Most of the time, it's all your fault, has nothing to do with a massive bear chasing us or we're about ready to fall off a cliff. Literally. That has nothing to do with it. But what happens is we are stuck in that what? Reaction mode. And we become very defensive. So we get the reaction of defense versus responding in love. And we need to respond in love. Jesus responds in love to us. Don't you think he could be yelling to us all the time, it's all your fault? Yeah, pretty much it is. Yeah, made the wrong turn, made the wrong decision. Oops, didn't pay this. Oops, took out a loan for this, and we really shouldn't have bought this. We didn't have the finances for this. Oop, quit this job. Wasn't paying attention. It's all your fault. He could say that to us daily. Daily. But he doesn't. It's not in his vocabulary, and it shouldn't be in ours. He's not searching for the blame. He's seeking out the truth. And that's what we need to be doing. We need to be changing our vocabulary. We need to be changing how we're speaking to our children. If you're using the sentence with exclamation point of it's all your fault, where is that really getting you? And forming a strong relationship, a mother-daughter, a mother-son relationship, a father-daughter or a father-son relationship. Maybe it's your own relationship with your parents. It's not about the blame. We have to let go of the blame because we all fall short. So just talk, think, acknowledge, listen, know. Maybe you want some help with this. It is tough parenting. It is tough raising children in today's world. I kind of got stuck between the olden days and the newer days. I'm not sure which I got in between. So I kind of consider myself the meat of it all, you know, the sandwich. And somehow I've had to move and juggle between the two and come up with what really works, what really fits with our beliefs, our morals, our ethics, and how God wants us to raise our children up. And I try to look to Jesus to see how he models that. Do I get it right all the time? No. In fact, I probably fall down more times than I care to admit. But I fall down. God picks me back up. And I've gotten stronger year after year after year after year. With five of them, you do. Because you have a lot of opportunities to fall more often than what you really want to. That also gives you opportunity to make changes, to change things in your parenting style. It's not about right or wrong here. It's about what God wants us to do and how he wants us to train up our children. So when they go out into the world all by themselves and they have to make critical decisions and mom and dad aren't there, grandma and grandpa aren't there to support them, they're strong enough to do it on their own. And they know whose they are. And they know they are loved unconditionally, no matter the outcome. If you want help with this, I would encourage you to click on the link, Take AIM, in the show notes. Take AIM stands for Action Ignites Motivation. Here at Create Your Now, we believe in taking action. We can all sit on the sidelines. But if you want to impact the world that you touch, you have to be willing to step out and take action. So click on the link, Take AIM, in the show notes. It's a free gift to you. It's a coaching call with me. When you click on that link, a little form pops up. It comes right to me. We will get you scheduled. Now, I want to make sure sometimes when I reply back, it ends up going into your junk email. So be sure you look at that. I will respond to you. And if I haven't heard back from you, I usually send you another response in a week or so, depending upon how things are going, how crazy my schedule is, and saying, hey, you sent this in, by the way. So if you're one saying, Christiane, I haven't heard from you, do one of two things. Go check your junk or send me another request. Because unfortunately, technology is technology. And I too have had things lost. I send things out and they're like, I haven't seen it. And I'm like, I sent it and I have it, but they never got it. It's out there in Never Never Land. So don't worry about that, but I am here to serve you. So click on that link. Take advantage of this gift, a coaching call. It could change your life. Wouldn't it be nice to wipe away the blame, to change the conversation, to mute, it's all your fault? We don't need that anymore. We need constructive parenting. We need to respond in love. We need to just talk. And it doesn't come down to our tone of voices and yelling across the room and who's right and who's wrong. Calm the fault, just talk. Make this an incredible weekend. Make today count more than any other day. Why? Because you only have this moment. So go out, be present, be incredible, be you. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.